Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy found out that his wife used to be a Lonely Fools model, and he's devastated. He works as an investment banker and thought he was marrying a dental assistant. He probably wasn't thinking that Chad Rones were flossing her poop shoot on camera for credits. His wife's friend spilled the beans and says that her ex-boyfriend and other guys smashed her online. The friend said, "I thought she had told you." I think the friend said this intentionally to break them up because odds are she wants them for herself. Up next is actor Sean Penn with his statuesque girlfriend, Valeria Nikoff. Girlfriend with broad shoulders like that, that broad, she's probably a man. And if that is a woman, then that's quite the masculine lady. Overall, he looks well, and Sean Penn is aging pretty good, too. All Spicoli is missing is a pipe in his pie hole, beefed up forearms, and for someone to poke out his left eye. And bam, Popeye the Sailor Man. Am I right? It could be a lot worse. He could still be with Madonna or Charlize Theron. Number three, they said that masculinity will not save men. If that's true, then what will? Femininity, perhaps. In truth, masculinity saves both men and women. Women just don't want to admit that they need it. The moral of the story here is to never believe a female writer writing about what boys and men should be doing. Remember, ladies, that the world around you was built with masculinity, and those stones didn't get moved by period pains. Masculinity is the only thing that'll save men. Moving on, here are a couple of women that are doing masculine jobs. I'd be worried getting my tire changed by her, and that it would fall off the car while I was driving 70 miles an hour. So apparently more women are skipping college to make six figures as electricians and truck drivers. But let's see how long before they electrocute themselves and cause a pileup. And here I thought that filling the roads with unqualified Jeets in Canada was the worst thing possible. I hate to break it to them, but car mechanics don't make six figures. Number five, Rachel here says that all women should have an affair once in their life to feel sexier and look younger. But do affairs make women look thinner? Because this one looks like she could stand to lose 50 pounds. I guarantee this woman isn't married and is single and wants other women to be just as miserable as she is. The sad thing is that there are a ton of desperate married simps in sexless marriages that would smash this. Up next, India's Mount Everest of trash is growing fast and needs aircraft warning lights. It's taller than the Taj Mahal. And what I want to know is, why does India have a trash problem? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that just pointing this out as a problem is probably a hate crime or something. Indians claim they built the Taj Mahal, but it was actually built by the Mughal Empire, who were Central Asian Muslims and not Jeets. Number seven, ladies, what's stopping you from looking like this? Probably the availability of steroids and that you actually want to be able to date a Chad one day. Then again, maybe this would attract Sean Penn for all I know. I think the most unattractive part are the veins on her arms. Either that or you don't want to see her camel toe because it's probably swollen and looks like a micropenis from all the testosterone flowing through her veins. Too bad it's not the 90s. She would have made a great American gladiator on that show. Moving on, meet Malcolm Caldwell, who traveled to Cambodia to praise Pol Pot's regime in 1978. And Pol Pot just had him shot. I guess they weren't trying real communism in Cambodia after all. Looks like nothing kills more communists quite so effectively as communism. Proof of that is when the Vietnamese communists put an end to the Cambodian ones. In the end, it looks like Malcolm Caldwell became a good communist. Number 9, after the Snow Brown disaster for Disney, maybe they should have just done Snow Mike instead. I would have paid to watch a parody like that. They should probably change the name to Dickerella to make it more appropriately titled. They could sell it as a defensive tackle with a heart of gold. But then again, this is probably what half the audience is going to do when the magic mirror says that Mike is the fairest of them all. Up next is an article saying that most Europeans had dark skin until about 3,000 years ago. Who are the people spreading this sort of nonsense? The same people trying to cover up the fact that no significant inventions came out of sub-Saharan Africa. The scientific evidence proves otherwise, as this white guy was found frozen in the Alps from about 5,000 years ago now. So-called scientists will do and say whatever they can to prove that Wakanda is possible. Number 11, when you spend an entire month here for $10 million with no books, movies, phones, nothing. Hell, I'd do it for a year if I could. I'd spend the time doing push-ups, crunches, and getting into the best shape of my life. The endorphins alone would sustain me for the entire year. How do you think most guys make it through prison? Besides, I'm in the top 98% of introverts, so for me, this is a vacation. It would probably cure my autoimmune conditions or at the very least make them less noticeable. Moving on is Nomi Park, the woman that escaped North Korea. I don't know about you, but to me it looks like she needs to put on at least 20 to 30 pounds based on that picture on the left. I'm worried about her health. Famine habits seem to die hard, I guess. She also dresses like the working girl she once was to make enough money to survive in North Korea. I guess those old habits also die hard. Besides, everyone knows there's only one fat North Korean on Earth, and they call him Little Rocket Man. Number 13, this woman was told she had terminal cancer. So she dumped her husband and then slept with 200 men in search of her first orgasm. I think not having an orgasm was just an excuse to ride the cancer carousel. The good news is that gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, and HIV made her forget all about her cancer. Looks like she's destined to die alone. On the bright side for the guy, at least he doesn't have to mourn his loss. He's probably just pissed off at her at this point. Up next, this woman is wondering how to improve her look without surgery. How about putting down the Twinkies and joining a gym, dear? As well as a tattoo removal procedure, perhaps? It's crazy to think that a 24-year-old woman can have the body of a middle-aged woman and pretend like she doesn't know that. She knows what to do, but is just saying this so she can get some attention, and most men are white knight simps giving her suggestions and trying to help her. The only thing that's going to help her is more hamburger helper. Number 15, in a parallel universe somewhere, this is how Snow White really should have turned out. But even then, the film would have remained awful. Even still, neither of them are European or have any business in a German fairy tale. The closest modern-day actress that would be able to salvage this slop would probably be Sydney Sweeney, or maybe Ana de Armas, or maybe even Emma Myers. Even AI would be better these days, but Hollywoke is slow to adapt to new technologies now. Moving on, Indian scientists find out how to turn poo into rocket fuel. Looks like India is going to be the first country to plant a flag on Mars, and the first nation to publicly defecate there as well. Isn't India an amazing place? First they're curing cancer and coronavirus with cow dung and urine, and now they turn it into rocket fuel. It's a cow dung miracle. But what I want to know is why that country has an odd fecal obsession. One Indian woman that was once interested in me thought that using wet rags in a bucket to wipe her bottom was better than toilet paper. I kid you not. Number 17, is anyone else afraid that this is the bait and switch for Grand Theft Auto 6? That you were promised you could drive through these wonderful folks on the beach, and then when the game arrives, none of them will be there. I think we agree that in this case, they just need to remain inclusive. This has the promise to be epic like that suffragette in Red Dead Redemption 2, that you could actually feed to the gators. I only hope they don't add this type of diversity unless, of course, it's on the beach. Up next, in case you missed this the fourth time I shared it, this woman got a nose job, and that helped her leave her husband. Now all that remains is for her to change her surname. Even then, she still won't be able to raise those ears to the same level as her eyes. She left him and he probably paid for the nose job. If you see this and still trust women, you're a fool. She could have divorced her husband before, but not without the support of another man, I'm guessing. Number 19 is 22-year-old Charlie Jones, reading the Bible to his 9-year-old bride Eunice. They married in 1938 and went on to have 9 children. Well, that's one way to make sure that she's a virgin and not an alpha widow. Also, there's zero evidence here that he's reading the Bible. Where are the feminists back then calling this guy a pedo? Which technically he was. Also, where are the feminists to stop this sort of behavior in the world of the Mohammeds? Moving on, this 27-year-old says that she's never dated or been in a relationship. But that means nothing in this day and age of hookup culture. Odds are that her notch count is already over 20. There's a good chance that she's held more men inside of her than a Tokyo train station. Always beware of women's weasel words like never dated. Odds are because she's in the Bay Area, she's there waiting for a 10 out of 10 white tech bro to finance the rest of her life and then some. Number 21, here are some famous bald people. The one on the bottom right, you already know him, so there's no need for a picture. Who would that be? Jada Pinkett, perhaps? I bet you weren't expecting that answer. You probably thought I was going to say Bruce Willis or Jason Statham. But for some reason, the first bald guy I thought of was Yul Brynner from the Ten Commandments in the Westworld film. That guy made a menacing killer robot. Up next, back in the day, women would cry uncontrollably if someone found out they had sex outside of marriage. And today they upload their stats like they're an ESPN sports analyst. The only reason this one is sharing her stats is because she's lowballing. You know, she's seen and been with more balls than that. Please pray for the simp marrying her thinking that those are her actual numbers. Once slut-shaming language was removed from society, then things fell apart. Number 23, this Caucasian woman is walking for a midnight snack in India at 3 a.m. Western women are either courageous or stupid because odds are a gang of Indian men will consider her a midnight snack. And if something happens to her, she's going to blame everyone but herself. But how about the Indian culture itself? Why is there so little self-control from simps in that country? Can't they just go on the internet and rub one out and then chill out? Moving on, and speaking of being the perpetual victim, descendants of Holocaust survivor victims explain why they're replicating Auschwitz tattoos. I'll tell you exactly why they're doing this. Because they want to appear to be perpetual victims too. My grandmother and grandfather were both held in Nazi forced labor camps and got those tattoos. You don't see me rushing out to the tattoo parlor so I can score some victim points. Plus, maybe they wanted to collect Grandma's check now that she's gone. The older you get, the more Holocaust survivors you'll see. Just look out for them. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between a girlfriend and a homeless man. Both will ask you for money and would happily move into your house. But only one of them would start a conversation by calling you Sir or Mister. Looks like whoever made this meme didn't do enough work on that girlfriend. Maybe what guys really need to do is find a homeless girl and trade her a place to stay for her offering him a place to spray. That's already happening in Canada. Guys are already posting roommate ads for friends with benefits relationships in exchange for a place to stay. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.